A word for you from Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Foolishness is all too often masquerading as faith. Presumption is superseding scriptural principles and making vital choices. No amount of talent or eloquence can make something acceptable to God that he has condemned in the scripture. Too often we're being offered trite, trivial, materialistic, self-serving presumption, which does not even come close to biblical faith. In a world where Christians are losing their lives and even their heads, literally, for the gospel, it is tragic that there are those who try to abuse scripture, ignoring the great commands and calls for brave and bold public election, and turning it into some Hollywood magic genie wish you could want a star following your own heart's delusion. How can we know the will of God? By listening carefully to his word, by studying the Bible. How can we please God? By obeying his word. Biblical faith is trust in the sovereignty of God, surrender to the lordship of Christ, obedience to the word of God. Biblical faith is willingness to sacrifice for the kingdom of God, determination to seek first the kingdom of God. Biblical faith is following in the steps of Jesus, putting our biblical duties first. Biblical faith is courage to overcome our fears, boldness to obey God in spite of all opposition. Biblical faith is perseverance in spite of setbacks, and discernment as to what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are warned in Scripture to test all things, to examine yourself, to see whether you are in the faith. Faith is an intelligent step into the light, not a blind leap into the dark. Faith is based on facts. Faith and reason are friends. We have a reasonable faith. And the Apostle Peter displayed biblical faith when he stood firmly, bravely before the same Sanhedrin that had condemned the Lord Jesus Christ to death. And the Apostle Peter defied their command to not speak in the name of Jesus. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." The three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they displayed true biblical faith when they refused to bow before the heathen idol. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But even if not, let it be known to you, O king, we do not serve your gods, nor will we bow before your idol.